Be in the name of God. Amen. As we gather together tonight, wherever we may find ourselves, it certainly is a different feeling than we're used to having this time of year. We're used to gathering together with friends and family. We're used to gathering together here at St. Paul's Church to remember and to celebrate and participate in this special night, this night that we remember Jesus gathering with his disciples on the Feast of Passover to share bread and to drink wine and to remember what Jesus has done for us. But this night is a different night. This night we are in our own homes. We are gathered through the magic of media in some different way, some way that we're not used to, or at least only now getting used to. But the power of this night is not diminished by that. We gather to remember. We gather to remember that God loved us so much that he sent us his Son. And in that gift, and in what Jesus did for us, we are given the gift of everlasting, eternal life. Even though life may seem dismal, even though things don't turn out exactly as we would plan, Even though, whatever, the love of God shines through this night. The love of a Savior who loved us so much that he was willing to pour out himself for us and to give us a continual remembrance in the gift of bread and wine, of his body and blood, making us new people. I know that as I drive through the neighborhood on my way home, I will see a number of houses that have put up 2x4s with white Christmas lights wrapped around them in the form of a cross. Wonderful symbol. But I truly believe that we tonight are called to something greater, something more important than just putting something on our front lawn. Our Savior, on the night before he died, gathered for that meal with his disciples. He gave them the continual remembrance of bread and wine, but then he got down on his knees and served. Served those who needed to learn, washing their feet. I believe deeply that at these times we find ourselves right now, that is how people truly know that we are disciples of Jesus Christ. That if we too take the time, if we make the time to reach out and serve others in the name of Jesus himself, by picking up the phone and checking on a friend, by writing someone a note, by dropping a check in the mail to some charity that is doing God's good works in this community. The world will see and know that the power of the risen Christ is alive, They will see and know that in and through us, gathered together in God's name, empowered by all that He gives us, empowered by the bread and wine that we have received, empowered by God's word as we hear it tonight, empowered by the example of Jesus Himself, who said to His disciples, "Love one another as I have loved you, because by this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Let us, as our Lord and Savior did, reach forth our hands in love in whatever way we can, so that the world around us will see and know through us the power of the risen Christ. Amen.